Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, there's a story really worth reading about Jesus' encounter with a Samaritan woman. And right at the beginning, it says, Jesus left Judea, which would have been his home country. It says he left Judea and started back to Galilee, but he had to go through Samaria. Now, there were actually two routes by which an individual could make passage between Judea and Galilee, and only one required traveling through Samaria. In fact, the Samaritan highway was notoriously dangerous, and people avoided traveling that route if at all possible. So the assertion that Jesus had to go through Samaria on his way to Galilee is not geographically accurate, which suggests that it might have been theologically essential. Jesus was drawn by God to go to the land of the Samaritans, those people long despised by the Judean Jews, to demonstrate, I think, God's all-inclusive love for people. So to do the will of God, Jesus had to. He had to cross a line most Jews were just unwilling to even approach. And if you follow the story, sitting by Jacob's well in Samaria, Jesus broke shocking barriers. He entered into a region of Palestine viewed as ritually unclean. He spoke alone with a woman, which was socially unacceptable. And the woman with whom he spoke was of questionable moral standing. You see, Jesus made a habit of going where others refused to go, speaking with people other folks just would walk past without taking notice of, and he made a habit of keeping company with people whom Jews frankly just refused to associate. To follow in Jesus' example, then, means to cross lines that separate people one from another so that God's family might be united in friendship, fellowship, and love. Let's pray about that. Lord God, we spend far too much time trying to do what is perceived as socially appropriate and acceptable. We live within the lines. We live within cultural norms. We live within social structures that are comfortable for us. When we read of your life and ministry, however, we see you continually crossing lines to engage in relationship. Lord, what would our lives be like if you had not crossed over into them? What imaginary lines should we cross? We have so many questions and we await your guidance. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.